Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Amen. Well, welcome again, dear friend, to this day of broadcast here on the Sounds of Faith Radio Ministry. I'm brought to you by the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, where our pastor is Pastor Barry Goodman, and I'm his associate, have been now for 33 and a half years, amen. And then, of course, your host here on the daily radio broadcast on this good radio station, or maybe you listen on the Just Jesus radio app, or maybe on the internet. We're thankful for you coming this way and letting us be a part of your day as we are going to play some good music for you and going to have another thought from God's Word. And speaking of music, here's a good one. This is the first time our son Spencer has led this one. Amen. They did a great job on an old song out of the old Red Book, and we kind of arranged it a little bit. Amen. And it talks about when he calls, I'm going to fly away. I hear that song, I think about the thought, hey, the church ain't going down, friend. The church is going up, and looking forward to that blessed day when God calls his children unto himself. Amen. Well, that is our adult choir. When he sings, they're singing there, when he calls, I'll fly away. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. And, of course, you know pretty much about what to expect by what you hear on the broadcast, old-fashioned music, King James Bible preaching. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us. And now tonight we'll be having prayer meeting service at 7 o'clock. And then on the Lord's Day, of course, Sunday school is at 10. Worship for us at 11. And then 6 o'clock in the evening service. We'd love to have you part of any of these three services every week according to God's plan, God's will. And we appreciate you that have come and visited. And those that may have thought about it, but maybe you just not got here yet. And we're not trying to take you away from your church. If you have a church home, you be there. Amen. But if you don't have a church home or not getting fed, whatever, hey, we'd love to have you come and visit here at Faith. We're right on the corner of Highway 18, about 5 miles south of Shelby, and Highway 180, which is South Post Road, right on the corner at the caution light. And if you're coming down 18, if you're coming down 180, it'll be a flashing red light, amen. And we're only about 2 miles from the South Carolina state line, and we would count it a real joy to have you in any of our services. Well, we've got several new groups that are getting together to sing, and I don't know that I've played I think I may have played this group one time before. I'm not sure, but this is Brother Owen Prince, amen, Elise Tidwell, and then Noel Dorsey singing together. And, of course, they do a good job. On this one says, hey, there's no need to doubt him now, amen. Praise God, amen.
Looking down through the years, the heartaches, the tears, the Lord has never once let me down. Though I don't understand, still I trust him.
Hadn't he come through for you all those times before? Sure he has. And so there really is no need to doubt him now. Well, great song there. Great job by that new trio. Amen. Praise God. All right. Our truth for the day, we'll find it out of John chapter number 3 and verse number 3. The word of God says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, the new birth is more than just a decision to do better. It is being born again. It is leaving darkness and coming into the light, giving way to new life in Christ. Oh, I tell you, and it becomes Christ in us, the hope of glory. I tell you what, we need to ask the Lord to help us and make it easy. Well, I tell you, the Lord will help you. If you're not saved today, he'll make it easy for you to receive Christ as Savior. Oh, what a difference he makes in our life. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. Well, let's go to God in prayer. Ask him, praise him, give him glory some. Amen. As we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you today, asking you, dear Lord, to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us where we have come short of thy glory. Lord, I thank you for your blessings and all that you've done, your benefits, God, your bounty. And we're thankful so much for all that you are and all that you do. God, we're grateful. And God, I pray, God, today that you'd help us as we continue on the broadcast time today and the rest of the days of this week. I pray, God, your will be done in every heart and every life. And I pray, God, that you would just use the music to bless and cultivate the heart and the soil of that heart, that the sowing of the seed may find lodging place on good ground, and it'll take root on good ground. And I pray, God, that you'll just help us today. Now, Lord, I pray for those who are listening today, those that are praying with us, and those that maybe are crying out to you on a certain situation or certain need in their life. And when we realize, God, we're just like that. We all have needs. We all have situations that need to be touched by the Master's hand. Lord, I'm praying today that you'll touch every one of them. Every request that's been mentioned, every request that's upon the hearts of your people, I pray, God, that your will be done in every heart and life. Now, Lord, I pray that you may continue now to give us strength, both physically and spiritually, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, thank you so much for praying with us and praying for us, maybe. And we thank you so much for joining us again today for the Sounds of Faith. Amen. Well, we're going to hear from Spencer and Haley and Justin singing together as a trio here today. And I hope it'll bless you. And it talks about blood still there. Amen. Amen. I'm glad it is. Amen. Oh, yes.
One dark night down in Egypt, a fearful time had come. A young Hebrew boy was his father's firstborn son. The angel of death would be passing by. It would be hard to fall asleep, but one little lamb was on his mind as he laid there counting sheep. He wondered why his young lamb had to die, and why his blood was on the door. Through the wind and the rain, would it still remain? Oh, he wanted to be sure. So he called out to his father, and with a trembling voice, so scared, crying, "Father, please, will you look and see if the blood is still there?" And he said, "Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. Though the winds may blow and the rains may fall, oh, but it just won't wash away. With loving care, safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there." Looking over all the damage the storm had left behind, oh, there were endless questions, oh, and doubt filled my mind. The fear that grips my troubled soul, it brought me to my knees in prayer, crying, "Father, please, will you look and see if that blood is still there?" And he said, "Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. Though the winds may blow and the rains may fall, but it just won't wash away. The blood will stand the raging storm. It's been applied with loving care. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there."
Oh yes, the blood is still there. Amen, amen. Great song, great job there. Amen. Well, let's have one more before the message. Here's the Sounds of Faith singing for you, Brother Gary Dover on the lead, who's in heaven today. Amen. And I tell you, I like this song. It says, "Look for me at Jesus' feet."
If I leave this world of sorrow, for me in heaven, and we'll talk the ages through. But if at first you fail to see me, let me tell you where I'll be. My Savior, for saving a wretch like me. And all beneath the gates of pearls, don't look on the streets
prosper, nor among the many sights untold.
For I've been longing and I've been waiting for the precious Holy One to see. But if you should reach that city before my time has come, perhaps you'd like to greet me when my race down here is run. Just wait, for I'll soon be coming across life's aiming sea, and I'll tell you now, my brother, just where to wait for me. And don't wait beneath the gates of pearl, don't wait on the streets of gold, and don't wait by the walls of jasper, nor among the many sights untold.
Amen. Look for me at Jesus' feet. Amen. The Sounds of Faith Quartet. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, we started on Monday looking at some different characteristics, or should I say different characters, in which Christ appears for us in Hebrews 9 and Hebrews 10. And, of course, he does this throughout the Bible, I'm sure. But these the thoughts today comes from chapter 9 and 10, and or should I say this week. And we'll look at the last verse of chapter number 9, then we'll be focusing in on chapter 10 from here on out. But the Bible says in verse number 28 of Hebrews 9, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." In these characters that I see that Christ appears for us in these two chapters, I see, and I don't have time to rehash, maybe another day that we might be able to go back and review, but I want you to notice he appears as the Savior to deliver. I just read to you here, he came to bear the sins of the people. Hey, listen to me. I'm glad, thank God, that I don't have to carry my sin. Christ carried it for me. You don't have to carry your sin, because Christ carried it for you. And appearing as Savior to deliver. But notice he's also appearing as the character of the willing one. The willing one in obedience. Notice chapter 10. And let's begin our reading in verse number 5. The Bible says, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering, and notice it goes on to say in verse number 9, and he said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he might establish the second. In other words, when Christ came as the willing one, he took away those sacrifices of the Old Testament. We do not have to sacrifice animals today for blood atonement. We don't have to do that because Christ has already been the willing one, and he laid down his life in obedience as the Lamb of God. So we see him as Savior in verse number 28 of chapter 9, and I see him as the willing one in obedience in chapter 10, verses 5 through 9. But let me conclude today by saying, hey, in chapter 10, verse 10, he is the sanctifier, amen. He's the sanctifier to separate. Notice verse number 10 of chapter number 10, by which will we sanctify through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. I like that word sanctify. Hey, that word sanctified in verse number 10. It's a great Bible word. A great Bible word. It simply means to set apart. To set apart unto God. Now, positionally, hey, I'm set apart permanently. I am positionally, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. But practically, I'm not sanctified all the time. That's why the Bible says to come out from among them and be separate. I tell you what, some people put so much emphasis on what we should get away from. But I tell you what, if we put the emphasis on what we need, on the one we need to get close to, it'll take care of the things that we need to leave from. Amen. Hey, if we'll draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. And when we come close to him, we'll automatically leave the things of the world. So we see today, hey, let's go back. I got a few minutes. Let's go back and review a little bit. Christ is all in all to us. I'm not just Jesus only. I'm Jesus everything, friend. He's the propitiation to atone, Hebrews 9:12. He's the purifier to cleanse. He's the mediator to act. He's the priest to represent. He's the sin remover to bless. He's the substitute to suffer. And then today we've seen how he is the Savior to deliver, Hebrews 9 and 28. He is the willing one in obedience, chapter 10, verse 5 through 9. And then lastly, he is our sanctifier to separate, chapter 10 and verse number 10. Well, you know, we've got, we have six more. Yeah, we hopefully we'll have three for tomorrow and three for Friday, and we'll look at these in this chapter number 10 as we have concluded chapter number 9 here in the book of Hebrews. I hope you'll stay with us. Hope you'll be back tomorrow, and don't miss a day because you'll miss a point, and that may well be the point that God uses to bless you. Amen. Until tomorrow, God bless you. Keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.